When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
My man.
Yes.
You know, Oscar, we talk a lot on this show, and occasionally, as was really, really, we set an example of yesterday, I misspeak sometimes.
Well, we all do.
And, you know, it's because we're forced to talk for 80 minutes a day. And I misspoke. I said yesterday I wanted to talk about Pink Floyd, the band. But what I said is I spoke to Pink Floyd. And really what that was a Freudian slip.
I remember that.
Because I do speak to Pink Floyd occasionally. And he's not part of a band.
Oh.
No. He's in heaven.
Ah.
Let us turn on the Skype. This is Skype Professional.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Floyd.
Hi down there. Hi, Rob.
Been a while.
Oscar. Where's Pony Boy?
Oh, he's here.
Is he around, Pony Boy?
I certainly am.
Hi, Mr. Floyd.
Hi, Pony Boy. How are you?
Oh, it's not Mr. Floyd.
No, you don't have to call me Floyd.
Yeah.
Particularly, you call me that Pink Floyd.
Hi, yeah, Pink Floyd.
I'm wearing my pink suit. Or you can go by my other name, Rainbow Floyd.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All the colors rainbow of the rainbow.
Good. Ooh.
You're like Skittles.
Floating above, don't you know?
I see you up there. Thank you for coming to our... Did you have trouble finding... This is your first visit to our DC studios.
Yeah. Ooh, what a fine exposed brick wall. It really looks nice. It looks like you're really in the heart of the city. Ooh, I feel like I'm looking at the set of the Improv Comedy Club.
You want to touch it?
Ooh, yes, sir, huh?
You want to touch it?
Touch what?
The brick wall.
Who are you, that guy from Seventh Heaven?
No!
Ooh, too soon.
Way
too soon. Ooh,
but thanks for,
watch out.
Thanks for preparing some bits.
Yes, sorry. Prepared topical comedy from Floyd the Barber.
Now, I became aware of this as you were entering, Floyd, is that Oscar doesn't really know who you are.
Well, he hates me so much he just walked out of the studio. Yes, sir. Ooh.
I'm not saying he's tuned out. But,
yes, sir. Oh, hi, Rob.
Hi, Floyd.
Robbie Bobby Boo.
Oh, we go way back.
Hey, can I tell everybody? Hey, Rob.
Yes,
why don't you tell your listening family where they might be able to see old episodes of Mayberry? You know, the Andy Griffith Show, where I was in the black and white with Barney and Howard and everybody.
I do believe you can still catch it on ABC Family.
Really?
But also MeTV might be a
Me
place to
MeTV!
Yeah.
How cool is that? MeTV! Yeah, it's all about me. I'm glad I'm not alive now. I tell you that.
Why?
Right now.
Why are you glad to be dead?
I'm glad that I don't have to deal with all the things like, ooh, Ebola. How's that for
that's
a
no
nasty
good
little virus?
Well, you can't
Emmett the Fix-It Man couldn't fix that one, that's for sure. Well, there's no way. I'll tell you, Aunt B, you know what would fix that? You know what would fix that Ebola virus?
Be careful, Floyd.
Aunt B's biscuits. Aunt B's biscuits.
Yeah.
She said that was a cure-all. A little honey, a little butter on Aunt B's biscuits. That would fix everything.
Do you think that the Ebola virus would stand up next to Clara Edwards pickles?
Clara Edwards had the best, and the Darlings. You go up to the Darlings, get yourself a jug of that moonshine. That's good for what ails you. I know that. And Barney with his single bullet. What a great show. What a great show that was, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oscar, what do you know about the Andy Griffith Show? What can you tell me?
All I can tell you is it was a police officer and it was black and white.
That's right, exactly right. And do you know what Floyd did for a living?
He was an ad man.
Exactly right. He was a high-powered ad man in Mayberry.
You know, we had our troubles, we had our problems, but there was no major national controversy in Mayberry with the police, the popo, as you like to call it. The kids like to call it.
A son named Beaver?
No, Opie. Opie had a son named Opie.
Opie, what a good little boy he was, Opie. He went on to be a very, very accomplished director.
I thought he went on to be a disc jockey, and now he doesn't have a partner. Isn't that how that worked out?
Oh, that's another OP. That is another OP.
Not
working with Jim Norton. That's right. Oh, I love that. I love his stand-up. You know, he's Dirty Birdie is what he is. That's for sure. But let me tell you about up here. I love the Andy Griffith Show. We never had the problems they have today. You never get a Ferguson situation in Mayberry.
No,
that's for sure. No. You know why?
Why is that?
Everybody's white. That's basically the reason. That's why that happened.
Sort of the case, isn't it? When you look at the old reruns, that's in black and white, but mostly.
Hold on,
white.
Just a second. Floyd's going to turn off his Bluetooth because that doesn't seem to be working either. Okay.
Oh, you got Bluetooth in heaven?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's crazy, craziness. Yes. But I'm having a good time. Always great to be with you. Yes, sir. What's with all your technical difficulties this week on the Mike O'Meara Show?
You know what? If you're up there, put in a word with the big guy. We could use a prayer.
That's for sure. Hey, we're going to tap Mr. Mike O'Meara on the shoulder, and we're going to say, you get your ass over to Comcast Cable and tell them to get their crap together. That's for sure. Watching you guys has been like watching a 1920s movie this week.
Well, you must
that's
like that.
Sure.
You must like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's not fun. I must like what?
That it looks like the 1920s. I mean, that's
nostalgic.
You're accustomed
to that. Oh, sure I like it, Rob. I'll be sarcastic for you. You know what I like it about as much as Mr. Rob Spiewak?
What's that?
Balls on chin.
Oh.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Meara Show at www.mikeomearashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Her name was Mary. She moved to our little Rhode Island town from Minnesota 2 years earlier.
What a fox.
I heard she's going with some guy named Woogie.
Who? Big guy. Goes to Barrington High.
Woogie from Barrington High? Sounds like a loser.
Loser? Woogie's only like all-state football and basketball and valedictorian.
I heard he got a scholarship to Princeton, but he's going to Europe first to model.
Yeah? I was thinking of doing that.
Have you seen my baseball?
Sorry.
Hey, check it out.
Have you seen my baseball?
Hey, buddy, come here. I think I know where your ball is.
You seen my baseball?
Yeah, I seen it. You see that girl over there?
That girl?
She has it, except that she doesn't call it a baseball. She's got another name for it.
Have you seen my wiener?
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. Mike O'Meara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios and heard... I'm just kidding.
Funny.
I'm effing.
Not
I'm
funny at all.
I'm sorry.
Too soon, too close, worldwide. To my heart. That must stop.
This is the Mike O'Meara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 25.5 million downloads. Heard daily at MikeOMearaShow.com. Well, it happened anyway, right?
It happened even though
I was faking it.
Right after you faked it, it came right back on.
Yeah. Okay, so it's my fault for faking it.
No, it's not your fault.
No, it's fine.
It's not your fault. It would have happened regardless.
We're heard daily at MikeOMearaShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
From Corinth, Texas, Mike, say hi to number 15 freshman defensive back Joshua Jackson, having a banner year.
The Mike O'Meara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
Why is that?
Because they get it. Our show today is brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. Listen to me. I love my Sleep Number bed. You will too. I have one. My mom has one. I want everyone to get one because if you're like me and you've struggled over the years with back pain or you have a trouble getting a good night's sleep, this is what you need to do. Get yourself a Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. What is that, you may ask? I'll tell you. Well, okay, fine, then. The Sleep IQ technology uses sensors with the dual air system in the bed to track and optimize your sleep and give you the best night's sleep ever. There's nothing to wear, nothing to turn on. You just sleep. It couldn't be easier. I have never slept better in my life, and my back pain is a thing of the past. My Sleep Number setting is an 80. Carla's is an 85. You can't afford another restless night's sleep, but you can afford a Sleep Number bed. Right now, during their Columbus Day sale, save over $400 on the most, check that, save $400 on the most popular Sleep Number bed. The lowest price ever. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Well, it's been, let me see, April, May, June, July, August, mm-hmm. September, October. 6 months.
Yes.
We lasted 6 months without a major technical issue on the show. And I am telling you, extraordinary. I'm not enough of a professional to do this show without looking at you boys. It's very, very frustrating. And that's why I'm calling again. And I don't care if things go haywire. I'm calling because I need to see you. That's all there is to it. Deal with it. And deal with the fallout. Hi, there you are. Hey. Now I can do the show. I can't do the show without seeing you. I cannot do the show without seeing
you. It has nothing to do, Mike, with you being a professional. It has to do with excessive physical beauty on our end.
Well,
are we not your muse?
Really, primarily, the number one reason, seeing how my jokes play. Yeah, they're doing some work down here, construction work, that I believe may be affecting some of our lines down here in South Florida. And since we communicate city to city from Fort Myers, Florida to, D.C., it sometimes is an issue. Now, normally you guys don't notice that, but sometimes you do, and that's the way it goes. But once again, I can sum up some problems. Oscar likes to think it's cable connections. I like to call it SKYPE. It always seems to me that that seems to reach into our lines of communication and mess everything up. But then again, where were we without Skype? We weren't able to do this without Skype, boys.
It's an unhealthy relationship, a cops-like relationship. Skype is the guy in the slingshot T-shirt, Mike, that's beating you, and you're saying, "Oh, right. Skype, I love you, I love you, I love you. I'll never leave you."
The other options are in the tens of thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of thousands of thousands of dollars.
Well, that's great.
No, I'm just saying that's the only other option.
Oscar's in that way today where it's just doom and gloom, and I'm so depressed. I'm not even, I don't hear you. I'm not listening to you.
My only frustration is that we have, I guess.
Your frustration, dude, is with me. Let's be honest. It feels like it's with me.
You aren't the best.
It feels like your frustration is with me.
No,
how
no.
about I? Let me ask you this. You're
yes.
gonna. I know what you're going to say.
Yes.
You're going to say, well, you're not the best person to deal with these.
No, you don't roll with the punches. We could have done.
What are you talking about, roll with the punches?
We could have done a show without having video today and had the Comcast guy coming in. Tomorrow would be a grander day.
I can't do the show without looking at you, so we're going to have to periodically. Now, first of all, has it sounded over the last 5 minutes?
It dropped out when you turned on your Skype, and then it came back to, it actually is holding right now.
It is holding steady.
It's holding steady.
So this, see, my thing, this is like, Oscar, and it's been a very difficult time with you. Let me just tell you this, Oscar. Right now, what I feel is that this is like the Apollo 13 mission, you know, where they had all the issues,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just trying, I want to maintain my sight lines with Houston. You see, I want to keep my sight lines with Houston, and I know we could do an audio podcast that would be absolutely fine, like we're having a super accelerated phone conversation.
Exactly. But top drawer, top notch.
The greatest, the only reason I'm down here is because I like this. I like looking at you guys, and I like seeing you.
And what is the better thing, Mike, seeing us?
And every time I call Oscar now, it's like I feel like the old fart that doesn't, that complains about things. It's like, Mike, here it is. This is what it is. This is what you got to do.
You've called me once. I
called you last night.
And you asked me about copy. And I said, okay, that's the copy.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, I'm a little. Can you understand? Can't you understand that I'd be a little paranoid about you? Can't you understand that? My youngest stallion who.
Oh. stallion he is.
No, I'm actually flattered.
Yeah, you get out there getting it done, being a stallion.
Yeah, he actually stopped the broadcast. It was such a
with the word stallion. That's right. As you jump up and mount from behind the mighty stallion.
Oh yeah, Mike, are you still there?
Yeah, but we need to reconnect.
How come you're the stallion? I'm Pony Boy.
Ah, that's true.
Well, you might someday become a stallion. Apparently, I'm an entire city. I'm Houston.
Oh.
So, I mean, that's fat, boy. Have you ever been to Houston? That's a big town. That is really big.
The worst part about Houston is all you see when you've never been there is these glamorous pictures of what a metropolis it is.
Right.
And then you get there, and with all due respect to anybody that lives there, and you know this to be true, it's an ass town.
Oh, it's horrible.
Right.
And they take great pride in the fact that they're like the biggest city in Texas.
Yeah.
But all that means is that it's spread out. It's huge.
It's
everywhere
huge.
Is a $40 cab ride.
It's
I want a hamburger.
Huge.
$40.
There are some pockets that are nice, but it's usually around the nice hotels. And then when you drive out, you're like, well, what's that? Is that the beach? It doesn't even look like the beach.
No. Because, and you know, and a lot of people in hats. Big hats. Big town. It's
it's sunny.
I never understood Houston.
Well, what's not to understand? It's just badly designed.
I was there for I would say 2 days. 2 days is two days too many.
Okay.
And big market, too. You think about radio, you're like, oh, if I worked in Houston, that'd be a big market to work in.
All you do is drive around. You're 4 hours away from everything. They really do. That's, you know how they say, everything's bigger in Texas.
I think Mike is calling into the show now.
Oh, okay.
Via
very
my
good.
Cell phone.
Oh, let's go get him on the horn.
Mr. Mike O'Mara, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. You're on the air with us.
Okay, everything just shit its pants down here.
Oh, man.
Everything.
I mean, everything. Like, everything. Like, I don't know. Well, now it's back.
Oh.
Hold on just a second.
Now we can hear you.
Oh, I believe we've connected in. There you
are. We are reconnected.
All right, this is going to be one for... All right, so we're... Just going with it, right? We're just going with
just
the
roll
flow
the punches,
here.
Yeah.
Sure.
We'll
clean up in post.
All right. I don't know. All right. I don't. Now, that to me now, we have gone beyond the line to my home, and I believe this is a more significant thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Everything. This is not our equipment or
no.
You in D.C. or me in South Florida. This is something here in Florida where
it's
all of the...
Fort Myers.
It could be
And
Ebola.
I know it's these freaking mooks at the front gate who are tearing up everything willy-nilly without any rhyme or reason.
Yeah.
And I am angry.
They didn't call Miss Utility.
All you want is a blue spot, Mike.
Let me tell you. Let me just give you a little background on what's happening. Down here at Cocoon Acres, what happened was they came in and they are redoing the front area of the community. Mm. You guys have seen that. You know what it looks like.
Right.
You know, it's all that decorative. They got the community sign. They all have those kind of things. They're taking out trees. They're digging up curbs, and they're tearing. So I go by the front gate, and I have a pretty good relationship with the guys that work the front gate. And because they're all probably like former cops, they have kind of a cynical attitude towards life, and I'm a district jockey, so we get along really well. So I'll say something like, "How's it going today?" And he'll shake his head. Can you guys hear me, by the way?
Yes, we can hear you.
Mike, the image I get, the image I get of you coming into your community is not unlike a 1930s movie star driving in a Bentley into Paramount and waving at the gate guy. Yes, Miss Swanson, your space awaits you.
Well, you take away the Bentley.
Your image is wrong, Buffalo Breath. That's not the way it is at all.
No, I've seen your digs down there. God bless you. It's a lot of golf carts going in and out.
Sure.
And ambulances.
A lot of golf carts going in, but this guy says to me,
so
and so as I come in, I say to the guy, I said, "How's it going?" And he just shakes his head. I said, "What's going on? Looks like they tore everything up." He said, "Yep, and they did that before they knew it was underground."
Oh,
that's what he said to me. So apparently they took out an entire, you know how irrigation is down here in South Florida.
Yeah.
It's what they live on. And they didn't realize that they were digging up the irrigation system down here.
Ooh. A lot of guys with pickaxes, that's the one that really does the damage when you see people digging and they've got the big pickaxe.
I wish they were pickaxes, but it was more like heavy equipment where the only thing they've done is they've taken out all these trees and then they dug up all the curbs and then they rebuilt the curbs. So I don't understand what's going on. But I got to think that, when we're losing all connections here, that there's got to be something going on. And
yeah, there's
get
an infrastructure situation.
Yeah, you should bring it up at the next meeting, Mike.
Yeah, look, your guy will come out. He'll reroute you probably, and you'll be good to go.
I suggested months ago, Mike, that you run for president of your neighborhood.
Del Boca Vista.
Yeah, and then you can take care of this stuff.
I suggest you run for president of your neighborhood, Rob.
Don't do it. It's a thankless job.
Yeah, it's all.
I've done it before. I've been a homeowners association president, and I had a lady that was, I think her title was treasurer, and she did all the work, and she was treasurer for like 20 years. And every homeowners president that would come in, really, it was her show.
Yeah.
So she was just like she had the Pope contract,
she was the
puppet and we
master.
Would all come in and just be seat fillers where she would come in there. And I forgot what her name was. She had real wild hair. She had like kind of like a troll.
Wow.
She kind of looked like a troll. She did. Wow. She should live under an effing bridge.
No, no.
That's the way.
The good thing
could have been Trudy.
The reason she was treasurer is that she could take straw and spin it into gold.
She was a wonderful lady. Absolutely
Mike,
wonderful.
You're doing a yeoman's job of championing through this show. I appreciate
it. Yeah,
it's
awesome.
Well, it's just frustrating, boys. You know, I mean, you really get to a point where you want everything to work seamlessly. And we have been extremely lucky down here. And to be honest with you, this isn't going to affect the majority of our listeners when they're listening to the show and they're hearing the way it sounds. It does affect me seeing you guys and reacting to you guys. And we'll fix that. It'll be fine. I think it'll be A-OK. But I wanted to tell you regarding our fabulous listeners, you know, I think that we have a connection with our listening audience that involves a tremendous amount of Schadenfreude.
Sure.
There's no doubt about it. You know, if somebody finds something that's particularly down or, you know, or depressing, that's what people love to share and come our way. And that's why I want to really send out a spotlight on listener. Let me put the little spotlight sound. Listener Jeff Clark, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I don't know Jeff Clark.
Jeff Clark, wonderful guy, and just decided that he would send me a link yesterday. And would you like to know the title of the article that Mr. Jeff Clark sent to me?
Sure.
Why Florida's record-setting hurricane drought portends danger.
Help her.
And I won't read you the entire article. I will read you the first couple of paragraphs, okay? Florida has gone 3,270 days without a hurricane, nearly 9 years, and by far the longest stretch on record. The next longest streak is five seasons from 1980 to 1984, in records dating back to 1851. Meanwhile, the Sunshine State's population and development have boomed.
Hey, that's
Florida. Great. Yes, Florida is long overdue for a destructive hurricane.
You know,
and has, go on, let me finish it, Rob, and has never had so many people and so much property in the way. This dangerous state of affairs is compounded by the potential for complacency and a lack of recent experience. When hurricanes don't strike over such a long period of time, some people may be lulled into a false sense of security. And it goes on and on and on, and the terror goes on and on. And, you know, just want to say, hey, Jeff, what did I write back to him? I swear to God, I wrote this back to him. I said, thanks, Jeff.
Yeah.
and then he writes back to me. This is what he writes back. Everything will be fine, Mike. So isn't it nice that he reassures me after sending me the terrifying email with hashtags batten down the hedges?
Yeah.
Oscar, do you know what the actual translation of Schadenfreude is?
No, I don't.
It means shameful joy.
Ooh.
It's German, and it means that you take, you know, happiness when other people are suffering. And Mike, this is a big deal. You know, it actually made Seth Meyers' monologue last night. Would you like to hear his joke?
Yeah, go ahead. Lay it on me, baby.
I couldn't believe this. The state of Florida has now gone nearly 9 years without a hurricane. 9 years without a hurricane. Yeah. So if you've been to Florida recently, that's just what it looks like.
I thought of that. I thought of you when I heard that.
Nice.
That is too funny. Well, we're down here, and I would say that now they, you know, they make a big deal, even after 9 years, with the, in springtime, with the, are you ready for the tropical season? Are you ready for it? Now the weather forecasters, I would say, kind of poo-poo it.
But really?
In what way?
Well, they will come on and they'll say, and they'll take a look at the coast of Africa and seeing what's coming off the coast, because that's where all those tropical waves develop. Mm-hmm. But they'll say, and there are a couple of waves coming off, but of course the upper level wind shear will mean that's not going to be much of anything. And they're kind of blowing it off. And there's several factors at play here. Number one is it hasn't happened in 9 years.
Right.
Number two, I think that there seems to be, even with these meteorologists, a sense of complacency. But the number one reason, I'm here.
No.
You know,
just
a minute ago, we reconnected with all of the with our internet, and everything was working fine. And I made a joke where I had my voice drop out, like I was pretending we had lost a connection, and I was joking. And you two immediately knew that what I had done was going to doom us, and it did. It doomed us. We do not have the video connection today, right?
Yeah, I suppose you're right, but I don't know. That's sort of taking a lot on yourself.
We all felt jinxed.
Yeah, yeah. And also, has stood for longer than 9 years, has it not?
Yes, of
it's a powerful pile of bricks. You're going to be fine when the hurricane hits.
You don't
hits.
Have a black cloud around
no,
you.
No, Charlie Brown.
No, but I just I do worry about odds and time links. I really wasn't aware that it had been almost a decade since this era. I do. I've had this house long enough. I've gone through. I think it was called Charlie. There were two of them back to back.
Oh no!
I swear to God, it was.
I do
Hurricane Charlie.
I remember Hurricane Charlie.
Hurricane Charlie
on the show every day for a while.
Hurricane Charlie.
Now talk amongst yourselves. I'm rebooting the camera. Hold on.
Okay, very good. He's going to reboot the camera. See, Hurricane Charlie was an exclusive in studio guest for
a
long time.
What could possibly go wrong with it? Well, it was topical.
He was busy.
It
was topical and tropical.
Do you think he's still living off the residuals off those appearances?
No, he's got that business. Oh, Charlie's. So he's doing that.
Oh, Charlie. Oh, Charlie.
We're going to take a break. And
all
before
right. Oh, is it break time, Rob?
It is. And before we do that, I want to say something to small business owners. Listen up, guys. Right now at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. You heard me right. That's just $9.99 for 500 business cards. Vistaprint makes it easy to create a card that's right for you. Pick from dozens, tons of designs. Mike, you pick from tons of designs. Literally.
Rob. Breathe, baby. Deep in, deep out. Take yourself to a happy place.
Oh, God, I wish I could.
Breathe deep. And by the way, as you're doing that, I'll call you. Because
right.
I'm gonna lay a technical theory on Oscar. He'll poo-poo it, okay. But I think I might have the answer. I'm calling you right now.
Very
cool. Go ahead,
Rob. Pick from tons of designs. Just add your info, and you're on your way to a card that's perfect for you. They are actually fun to create. We've all done it. It's a blast. You can even upgrade to their signature stock or add a fancy finish or even raised print. Vistaprint also offers tons of other products too, from marketing materials to custom apparel, even holiday cards, calendars, and gifts. Plus, all of their products are 100% guaranteed. If you're not happy, Vistaprint will make it right. With 500 business cards on sale for just $9.99, there's never been a better time to professionally promote your business. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code TMOS to get this offer.
Cake and cookies. Rob and Katie. It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Question, who's going to write your eulogy? Who do you have planned out for that? It's got to be Mike O'Mara.
I would want Mike to speak.
Do you think he could do it without weeping?
Do it without weeping? Could he do it without cheering? I think he'll be okay.
I think he'll be okay.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brand new sponsor.
All right.
We'd love to welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, and I want to enlist the help of all of our listeners to make this a real successful relationship, because these are new guys, folks, and we want to really impress them. We want to say thank you to Audible.com for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. We are excited to see that they are fans of our show, and of all the podcasts that Audible could support, they chose us because they value our show and they value all of you. Audible. What is it, you might ask? Well, Mr. Santana has been a client for years and years. Please go to audiblepodcast.com/TMOS to show your support and get a free book. It's audible.com. It's been around for a while. You love it, right, Oscar?
Mike, I love Audible. The last book I got was Steve Jobs' Unabridged Audible Audio Edition, and I absolutely loved it. I've been using Audible for the last 5 years. You cannot go wrong.
Audible.com is the leading provider of audiobooks with over 150,000 downloadable titles of all types, fiction, nonfiction, periodicals, you name it. Audiobooks are great to listen to when you're driving, at the gym, on the subway, or just relaxing. Hey, you know, you download 8 hours of the Mike O'Mara Show, and you're out of that, and suddenly you jump onto that audiobook, and I love it too. Right now, I'm reading a book called I'll Be Right Back After This. That's I'll Be Back Right After This. That's the my memoir from Pat O'Brien, a guy that fell from grace in an amazing way. And what's cool about the autobiographies when I download them, and especially with Audible because they make it so easy to do it, when you get an autobiography about a guy's fall from grace that's read by the guy that falls from grace.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God, it's awesome.
How does it open again?
It's I woke up and I saw three bottles of Silver Oak Cabernet empty on the light stand, and CBS executives standing all around me. It's amazing. It truly is. I remember this title. I'll Be Back Right After This, My Memoir by Pat O'Brien. That's one of the many titles on Audible. Audiobooks are great to listen to when you're driving, anywhere that you want to have some time to really get into them. And just for TMOS listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook so you can try out the service. And to download this audiobook for free or another one of your choice, just go to audiblepodcast.com/TMOS. That's audiblepodcast.com/TMOS, and you get yourself a free book.
Awesome.
This is one where we talk about our partnership with our listeners all the time. This is one we have to hit out of the park, folks. You know, we rely on our partnerships with our advertisers to do really, really well for this show and to keep this show moving forward and to keep this show growing and to keep this show hot and relevant and let us go to Reno and do things we want to do. Let me tell you, audible.com, if you guys could go to that after you hear this commercial today and get yourself a free book. We're not asking you to spend any money yet. We're just telling you to get a free book and check out the service because it is absolutely fantastic and you're going to want to stick with it after you check it out. It's audiblepodcast.com/TMOS. Do it today and make us proud and more importantly, really impress a new client of ours. We'd really love you to do that. So welcome back to the show. Here is my latest theory.
All right.
On our technical situation.
Is it a hairbrush? Brained crackpot theory?
No, because it plays into what Oscar was saying to me earlier, and it may be, all right, at one point, you know, we were having sketchy issues with the provider down here.
Oh,
and we kind of determined after many, many moments of, little dropouts on our video that the problem was the infrastructure down here with the cable there.
Yes.
Right.
At one point, today was the worst day, correct? This is it was just
so
all over the place
record,
today.
Yeah.
At a point in time, I've never had it happen since I've been down here. Everything went black. We absolutely went completely out, and then it came back on.
Okay.
My question to you, Mr. Santana.
Yes.
Answer as best you can. Do you think there is a chance that perhaps they were doing something along the line where they finally disconnected, reconnected, and perhaps solved the problem?
No, because we just had the problem after you came back online.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Good theory,
really?
Though.
Oh,
it just happened.
Maybe they mostly fixed it.
I know. I mean,
Most importantly, how did it sound during the Audible.com commercial?
Perfect. Perfect. Mm-hmm. It was a 10. And it's holding now.
Yeah, it is.
It's absolutely holding now.
Don't say that.
Oh, no.
You jerk.
Oh, man.
Mike, did something just happen?
No, but he's jinx. What I want you to do, Mike, is relax and just be glad that you're home.
That's all he wanted to do. That's all he wants. All he cares about and all he is his Tony Bennett sound effect that I swear, Hakuna Matata, man, I swear to God, all he wanted to do was play that. Drive me nuts, Rob.
Mike, I'm texting you something.
Yes.
That we can't talk about on the air, but you can text me back because that's what we need for Rofo to contact your Comcast
Very good.
Provider.
Oh, excellent.
I completely
excellent.
Understand.
All right, thank you.
And I personally think, Mike, that Tony Bennett will outdo what Oscar said. It will undo it and put us back on the straight and narrow.
I would give $1 million, Rob, to be you. I would love, love, love to be you because, you know, here we are. Here I am. I am watching my career in front of me dropping in and out, and you're up there going, but I'm going to play the Tony Bennett. That's, you're blessed. Do you ever think about how blessed you are with your personality?
In a way,
we
Mike,
talked about, we talk about it on the bonus show this week.
In a
we
way.
We go into our whole father-son relationships, and it's really fascinating if you want to peek behind the curtain of TMOS, but do you ever feel fortunate that you're not, you don't let yourself be burdened by any of this
in way, Mike, you are blessed too because you have me in your life.
Yeah, the simple man leads a simple life, so you don't have to yearn for much.
That might
or worry
be
about much.
That might be the wrong direction. What I was thinking more like is, you know what I like, and I've, you know what I've done for many, many years, and you've
What's
actually
that?
Given me credit for this, and I appreciate it greatly. I try to elevate the mood of those around me.
I know.
And you are right now.
He brings joy.
I try to bring joy. And right now you're, and you know
look
what?
Look at us. Look
he
at the
sounds
two
like
a-holes.
Such a
look at the
dick
two a-holes you were. Because he is, and I am too. And you're the meat in the a-hole sandwich. I mean, that's why this show works.
Well, then I'm going to send out another resume because I don't like that job. I don't like being the meat in an a-hole sandwich. But I can tell, Mike, and I know you very well, and you know
right.
me, but you're at a low point right now. And mm-hmm. I thought if a little Tony Bennett would bring a smile to your face. It's not
right.
going to help if I start preaching
well,
doom and gloom.
Let me tell you, the clouds are beginning to part down
Good.
Here physically. I'm feeling better than I did yesterday. And also, I really do believe, we can joke all the time, I really do believe that you know, the technical issue here is minor. I really think it's incredibly mm-hmm. fixable
sure.
and that we're going to get this thing righted. And we're chugging along and doing what we're doing. It's not like we're not able to do a show.
Sure.
It's just, I want to get it right and get it all taken care of. And Rofo's, I'm a little nervous that I handed off that task to Rofo, but I did it because I want this immediately addressed and
taken care of, not to
wait all afternoon.
TCB, baby.
You know, I figure the sooner we get Rofo on there. Do you think he's up to the challenge, Oscar? Do you think he's going to be okay
absolutely.
Talking to the people at Comcast?
He's not a good liar, which is good for all of us.
I would say, Mike, there's a 75% chance he handles this perfectly.
Yeah.
There's a 25% chance that when you get down to your backyard tomorrow, he's going to be hiding in your woodpile. I'd say it's 1 in 3. It's not much.
All right. Well, moving right along, I want to tell you, Carla and I have finally commiserated on seeing a television program that we enjoy together. I'm very sorry about that.
Oh,
that was
thank
me.
You. You got a Facebook message?
You.
That's right.
Okay.
It's just Rob Ford. Rob Ford. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I'll see you in 9 hours.
I'm driving.
Through the night. I'm in the car.
I talked about Survivor, right? That's
yes.
the show that we're watching
exactly.
together.
All right. The new season, which is what... Blood and Water, or what is it called?
Yeah, Blood and Water.
Blood and Water, yeah.
And I figured it out why.
It's the Colitis season.
You know, I made the mistake of saying I'm all in.
Yeah, John Rocker.
I'm not all in. It
really?
Sucks. It's, you know why it sucks? You know what I love? I love the challenges. I love if they've got a real a-hole personality like mm-hmm. John Rocker. I said, hey, this will work. The former homophobe racist, he's going to piss everybody off, which he did, and they gave us a little of that. But then I figured out what I hate about Survivor. Yap, yap, yap. All of them talking about the strategy. That is, look, it's a winning formula. The show's yep. been on the air for 1 million years. But Jesus, you know, Carly gets pissed at me last night because we're watching Survivor. And I said, yeah, all right, enough. Vote already.
Yeah.
But they don't want to do that. They want to show them like with their infrared cameras where their eyes all look like little rabbits. You know.
Yeah. Well, John was this way, and I'm not sure about that.
Oh.
And I think if I can talk to him and I can do that.
And that is easily, that is half of the show.
I thought,
and I'm not into that.
I thought Survivor was supposed to be the deception, and then you also would be able to see how much peanut butter it would take to get a woman's top off. You know?
Oh yeah, there's always that.
I remember. I thought that's what that show was supposed to be.
It's
about.
Really
did
now.
Did they mention last night what season it is? Isn't it like the 23rd season?
I have no
of
idea.
Survivor.
And well, another thing that frustrates me about Survivor, they don't let you know the locale. I've been watching it, and I know it's Survivor Blood versus Water, but I don't know exactly what part of the world it's in.
Find
you know?
Out for you.
I found out, Mike.
Papua New Guinea or something.
No,
like
no, it's in Haymarket, Virginia. It's where they're shooting it this year, and they've got big houses, but it's just right. they're toughing it.
Your challenge today is to go to the third overdeveloped strip mall and find the nail salon with the largest amount of square footage. That is your challenge today, okay?
I got to ask, because I was very into Survivor for maybe 2.5 seasons. And when it first started, I remember reading the press release and saying, this is brilliant. This show is going to change television. But after about 3 times at the party, I said, I'm done with this. Carla has stayed with it the entire run, hasn't she?
She doesn't watch every single season, but she does watch them periodically. Okay. She is much more committed to The Biggest Loser, which always pleasant for me to see that coming in. I mean, you know, and I think perhaps she, you know, you could examine the psychology of why she likes to watch The Biggest Loser, you know, being married to me. I think maybe it's like a wonderful fantasy for her to see the large person lose all the weight.
I don't think that's a fantasy at all.
I think it really is. I think it's like, boy, I'd love to see Mike do this. Yes.
It's just off the coast of Nicaragua, and it's San Juan del Sur. It's a coastal town in the Pacific, on the Pacific Ocean.
Beautiful place. Yes. Really looks cool. Is that music saying we have to go to commercial?
We should take a short break and come back.
All right, we will be back with more. You are listening to the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Let me tell you a wonderful story. It's the story of Harry's. Harry's was started by two guys with a passion for creating a better shaving experience for all men. So how do they do it, you ask? Let me tell you. Harry's bought a blade factory in Germany that has been crafting some of the world's highest quality blades for nearly a century. By cutting out the middleman, they can offer an amazing shave at a fraction of the price of drugstore brands. Check out the video about the factory on harrys.com. It's really cool. Tell you how they got started. You'll love the starter set. For $15, you get the razor, 3 blades, and your choice of Harry's shave cream or the new foaming shave gel. And as always, free shipping, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Go to harrys.com now, and Harry's will give you $5 off your first order. Just type in our code TMOS, that's HARRYS.com, and enter coupon code TMOS at checkout for this limited time offer, and change the way you shave forever. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. You know what we never got to? Did I ever get to talking about the fact that Oscar has not committed to the iPhone 6? Have we covered that yet on the show?
You know what? We've talked about it in passing, but we really don't even have your full opinion on it yet.
Yeah, if I'm being honest here, I was scared at first about hashtag BenGate that we covered.
Yeah, but that's only the plus, right?
That's for most thinner phones now.
Okay, all right.
So by that I mean, and we covered it on Tech 411 of last week. There's 2 new episodes, by the way, available now for you. So I was worried that the phone was going to be so thin, and the way that I treat, especially a daily, I use my phone for everything.
Right.
I'll drop it. I'll sit on it. I'll do a million other things. I sat there and I said, well, if people are bending their phones, then maybe this isn't the phone for me. Now, that was before I actually saw the phone and then saw Consumer Reports breakdown that showed what type of force it would take to bend these phones. And out of all the millions of phones that have been sold to iPhones, only 9 have been reported being bent. So,
you have to go out of your way and you have to work at it.
Yeah, you have to really work at it.
Is it a fat person thing?
I don't. They don't. They don't tell you.
It might be the way I read about it. It might be a tight jean person thing.
I could see that. I'm that guy as well. So you know that might be not something I want to get into.
And by the way, Oscar, about those tight jeans.
Yes.
Thank you.
The only reason I'm waiting is because they're out of stock now. That's at this point.
Still?
After that, I've cleared up the BenGate. It's that they're out of stock. I actually went on yesterday to see if I could pick one up down at the
store. Oh, so you are committed to it? You're gonna dive in and grab one.
I wanted to wait to see the initial reviews. So I'm waiting to upgrade.
What about the hair getting caught?
Fortunately for me, I don't really have facial hair, so I'm good to go. You know.
Is it facial hair or is it like regular hair as well? I heard that it's
When I read the reports yesterday, was guys were complaining about facial hair, like their beards, and then women were complaining about their hair.
Longer hair, but Oscar keeps it tight.
Yeah, so it's a non-issue for me.
Will it be a 6 or a 6 plus?
No 6 plus. Chad got the 6 plus. He likes it a lot. I'll get the 6. The 6 plus seems too big for me.
I mean,
Chad's not normally a guy that dives in and gets the cutting edge. Is it, has he changed? Had your influence on him?
It was strange, but I think he finally saw, it's funny because For years now, I remember when I got the iPhone, he made fun of me and went out and got a BlackBerry Storm 2, and then he regretted that for the year he had that. The only thing that's changed, I think, is that this equipment or this hardware, it doesn't lie to you. It's so easy to use.
Yeah.
You know, people don't hesitate as much as they used to. My mom has an iPhone, and she texted me for the first time the other day. It was shocking.
How were there any
for a long
errors?
Time? Chad's phone for a very, very long term was the wasn't it the Android Smith & Wesson?
I don't know if they have one branded with Smith & Wesson.
He's waiting for the iPhone 38 Plus.
thank you very much.
That might be a special edition.
That's true. He brings guns to his pod.
Thank
very,
God.
Very, very scary.
The band is strip mall.
He had one the night I was there. It will always scare the
always
crap
pack
out
him.
Of me.
Don't try anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. You have to bring him in while we have a video
don't get
signal.
Squirrely.
You have to bring him in, and that he is too gorgeous not to show our listeners.
Is this your neighbor?
This is my son.
Oh.
You have not seen him in a while.
And forever.
Take the bink out.
Wow, he's a little person.
Oh, my God. Look at him with his haircut.
Wow, he's not even a baby anymore.
Hey. Look at my guy.
Wow.
He's not about to give up that pacifier,
no,
though.
No, he's not. There we go. Yeah, look at him.
You know what? He has got, up to now, he's had that thin baby blonde hair. He's got enough hair now that it can be combed and parted. Yeah. It's cute.
How sweet.
Oh,
I love him.
Kiss.
Oh,
there you go.
It's showtime.
That's right.
He smells good, too. Doesn't smell like that normal baby puke that he smells like. You know, that's good stuff.
Make sure he turns his Wi-Fi off that pacifier.
How old is he now?
We're having tremendous technical difficulties.
Yes. Hey, does your baby monitor run on Wi-Fi?
Does our baby monitor run on Wi-Fi? I don't think so.
No,
it does. No, it's a direct connection.
How
it's
are
a
the Godfathers?
What's that?
How are the Godfathers?
Carla wants to know how the Godfathers are.
Oh, can't wait to get down there, Carla.
Looking forward to seeing you and the whole family.
Now, that's not nice either. That is so not nice.
On him, man.
He's being such a dick to me. Ever since we had our fight, he's
I'm not. This usually
it's like the new Oscar is mean to me. He
you're
used to say
sensitive.
Complimentary things.
You're
I am
super
sensitive.
Sensitive.
Yes, I was sensitive when I asked you two hunyaks to come down here in the first place. All right, darling, please. It's far too stressful.
I really don't feel that I deserve the mantle of hunyak following that exchange.
No, you've been very kind and sweet and trying to bring joy.
I'm not trying
like
to do that. I'm just saying
know,
I'm not a hunyak.
No, you've been not. I'm looking forward to you. Oscar, I want to ask you a question.
Mike, I can't wait. I already actually have a gift I've already ordered. It's
this
on
is
the
a
way.
Legitimate question.
Yes.
I do not care if you hurt my feelings.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter to me either way. But you have the option when I pick you up at the airport of either just hanging out wherever you want to hang out, whether it be it might be a little early to check into your hotel, or you can take the Alligator Alley ride with me to Fort Lauderdale. Now, this is Carla's going to shake her head to pick up my my daughters who are coming
Mike,
into Fort
I'll
Lauderdale.
Go with you on that road trip. That'd be
okay,
nice.
Very good. Very good. I'd love to have the company. That's good. That's
he will
nice
drive
thing.
With you, and what
that
is that
makes
like?
Makes my life so much easier.
An hour and a half? How long is that trip?
Yes, 90 minutes to
so it'll be 90 minutes of him pissing you off.
No, it's 90 minutes there
and 90 minutes back.
Well, yeah, but you won't do it when the girls are in the car.
No, Oscar and I have spent time together. Oscar, to be honest with you,
and
when
I'll
we're
probably
together,
be, like hungover, so it doesn't really matter.
We also
you know?
Don't do the we don't do the yap. So
no, we don't talk.
We just
sit there and listen to music,
God,
like
good.
Real men.
But you know what? That would make me so uneasy. I would feel like he was driving me out to throw me in with the alligators. Don't
then
talk.
You come in at 6 o'clock at night.
Exactly.
And my mother-in-law is staying at another joint down the road because we don't have the room here for anybody.
Right.
The only people staying here are my kids. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And then I'm thinking because I'm incredibly cheap that I will be after the event, after the christening, I'm going to be having a big food thing.
Let's
back
do
here at the house.
Barbecue.
Might make a roast beast.
Okay. Now,
a
question.
Nice big roast beef.
I wanted to ask you this because you brought it. Since you, why is he
no
chanting?
No chant.
Yeah, will you chant in the car on the way through Alligator Alley?
I thought we were going to do a roast
God,
beef chant.
Be 10 years younger if I could stop thinking about things.
What is the what is the dress code for the baptism? You mentioned that your church is not a coat and tie church.
Swim trunks?
No, now you see you're just being silly.
You have to dress smart.
I think it is. I think you can wear a nice, one of those massive bowling shirts that you like to wear. You know the Tommy Bahama style
yes,
shirts that you.
That's not
the
nice.
The you know the and
he speaks
and,
the truth.
Just don't. Do you have regular dress pants that aren't cargo pants?
No, Mike, I do not. All I have is tattered old cargo shorts.
One time you wore your thing with your uniform with cargo pants, and I don't like that look.
Okay, well, so, I will wear, how about this? Nice smart slacks.
Nice smart
Would
slacks.
Would you like slacks?
Slacks and a dress shirt.
Yes.
And a dress shirt or a
Mike.
Like a, not a Hawaiian shirt, but you know, like a Tommy Bahama type shirt.
If I were to wear a nice sort of, you know, dress up shirt with a bow tie, would I automatically be labeled a dick down there?
No, not at
no,
all.
I'll, no, I'll wear a nice dress shirt and slacks and hard shoes.
Okay.
If you wore a bow tie, I mean, nobody's going to care about that. They're just going to go. They're going to think what they always think.
So the answer
when you
yes.
wear the when you wear the bow tie, not that you're a dick. They just think you're a large gay man.
There's Cameron.
That's right. And you know what? And they'll say, "There's the large gay man and his Bolivian partner."
It's really,
he must really.
It
really
is shaping up
him.
To be.
Yeah, he must be a power bottom.
Well.
Yeah,
it's the last time we're all going to get together before Reno, and I will tell you, I have been getting a lot of people online that have been talking about the dress code for Reno.
Right.
And Reno is, you know, there are two dress codes. They it's funny because somebody who wrote yesterday said, I don't know what the last time the guys were in Reno, they said they wanted everybody to dress up. Well, didn't we have one live show at the State Theater where we wanted everybody to wear tuxedos?
We were formal wear optional the last time we were in Reno. We really encouraged it at the first show at the State.
I'm going casual for Reno. I am not going super dressy for Reno. I don't want. Now, is that cool or what?
I think you should dress up. You look so great when you dress up.
You really do, Mike.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I mean, it's just, you know, it's an added layer of. I think the show we want to do is more intimate.
They don't
have
to dress up, but I think we should dress up.
No, the audience can wear whatever they want. They can wear whatever they want.
There was a thread. I think the same thread you were talking about last night. They said the uniform is a Run DMC T-shirt and Birkenstocks. And so if people want to dress up as me, I would be flattered.
Oh,
I would.
My God.
Coming tomorrow on the show, speaking of Reno and Cat 2014, coming tomorrow we will have some very, very interesting information on a chance for anybody that buys a ticket to get something very, very special.
Ooh, yes.
And also for everybody that buys a ticket to have something that's much more than just the show, whoa, whoa. So yes. I want you to listen to that tomorrow. We'll have all the details for that, and we're getting very, very excited.
And
it's a whirlwind. It's a crazy fall.
Our
open this year
is going to be like no other open we've ever had in the past.
Yeah, this is all new. There's nothing you've ever seen before.
I'm feeling the heat and getting excited. Like now that we're getting closer and closer,
it's
really
cool. Very nice.
Well, it's really, there's something about the energy that we get when we go out there that is different than anything else we've ever done. And it's special. And I think the fact that we go in to a casino hotel and do this, you know, it's not just us. People say, you know, why did you pick Reno again? We picked Reno again because we have a great relationship with the people at Circus Circus.
Right on.
And they wanted us back. We wanted to go back there. And I know that I'm going to give you the facts right now. Am I dropping out there?
No, you're doing great.
I want to give you the facts about this. We could have gone over the mountain and we could have done the show in Sacramento. It would have been more convenient for a lot of our listeners to do that. But the road trip, I was told by so many people in the Sacramento area that they loved the actual making a weekend of it, that's why we do it. I don't close the door on whether we might someday go into the wilds of Sacramento to do a show there. But the idea of having Rob is shaking his head.
I'm sorry, Mike.
See? You want to know why?
He made a pact with the devil years ago.
I would like to say, Mike, in the kindest tone, that you know what about Reno over Sacramento? Reno is a destination city. Reno is a great town. Reno offers it all. And that's why we love Reno.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.
Anyway, we could. If you want to get your tickets, let me give you the number again. It's 800-648-5010. That's 800-648-5010. And I don't mind telling people we want to goose the ticket sales.
Please.
Anytime we do a second go-round, it takes longer to sell them out, and we want you to work hard. Tell your neighbors. Tell somebody that's a TMOS fan of the old Don and Mike show, pass the word along.
Get
we want to get
it.
As many people in there as we possibly can. We're very excited, but, the bottom line is with ticket sales, because people ask all the time, we have a certain benchmark that we have to hit to fulfill our contractual obligation. We hit that very, very quickly.
Yeah.
Now, we like to call it all gravy, but it still doesn't take away from the fact that we want you to get out there and support
we're
the
going.
Show.
We're
and,
coming at you.
Yeah. We're coming out there, and I'm excited about it.
It's going
to
be awesome.
Should be a lot of fun. So between you guys coming down here to South Florida and us going out to Reno, it's going to be something where I truly hope that I can regain my health.
Aww.
How are you feeling today?
I'm better. I'm feeling better because I know that the massive amount of whatever bacteria destroying antibiotics are coursing through my body right now have done the trick. What I am still holding the jury out on is this business about the mouthwash and the toothpaste I use, which is also Listerine. That's what I use. And
did
that
you use it again today? Even
yes,
after
I
yesterday?
Did.
The mouthwash yes. too?
No, not the mouthwash.
Thank
I just
God.
Used the toothpaste today.
Okay.
I used the Listerine toothpaste and I think it's going to be just fine. But Carlo was just harping on me about it. He said, you didn't hear what that pharmacist was saying. He was adamant. He said days of this. I'm like, I didn't, because I thought he was full of crap.
Sure.
You know, people talk about it all the time. But
and
no,
who
I think
has to pay the price? Poor Carl has got to sit there and make sure you're okay, take care of you.
I know Mike is paying the ultimate price because Mike
Carla has gone. Carla has gone, Oscar, into a mode where I think maybe I do this. Maybe we all do this with our significant others when they get sick. Carla is now she's out of the house today, and they're all obviously today is the day she decided to, get out of here, beat feet. But the fact is that for the last couple of days, she's been vegging out as much as I've been vegging out. She's almost lived vicariously through me and said, I'm just going to lie down. I'm exhausted. I'm
giving
not
up on
like
life. Mike's giving up on life.
No, no. I'd like to refer to it as sympathy pains.
She came into the bedroom last night, actually the living room last night, and said to me, tomorrow's trash day, got to get the trash out. And my response was along these lines. I said, I don't want any zap, but boy's that. I was sitting there.
Can you translate that? Can you translate what it was?
The translation was, I am wearing a Harley Davidson shirt with my boxer shorts, and I don't wish the neighbors to call the authorities thinking that there's a crazy man in his underwear taking the trash out. Yeah. And because of my tummy trouble, I was not prepared to slip into even the most giving of shorts to slide out into the front of the yard so I can take dead paper towels to the trash man. I didn't feel like doing it, and I stood by that. And I was in pretty much a vegetative state for the entire day. I got an amazing amount of rest yesterday.
Good.
And recharged my batteries. I have not finished The Hobbit, so that'll be on the docket today. And then tomorrow, I'm thinking 100% back to everything being good.
How do you stave off diverticulitis? How does that, I don't know how that works.
The number one way, and this is back, I had this back on the old Don and Mike show when I was in my 20s. And
it can haunt you for the rest of your life.
It's there, and it's primarily diet, and I think that that's how you stave it off. Now,
okay.
The first time I ate crap food and I ate bad food, and I think that's what caused it. Second time I ate what I was told to eat, which was tree nuts. Supposed to eat some tree nuts. That's what I was supposed to do. And so I think you stave it off by paying attention to what your diet is, but I'm pretty much planning on being on a liquid diet for the rest of my life.
Delicious.
Yes. Yeah, milkshakes and guacamole.
Let me do
for
some
the,
TMOS math here.
You know what I'll
diet.
Yes.
Mike plus Mike.
Equals.
It's like the magic eight ball. It says ask again later.
Ask again later. Well, now
yes,
I know.
Yes, that's right. You've got another month of me being a dick. Thank you.
I know
yes.
what to get your son for his baptism now.
What's that?
A new blender.
Get me the ninja, Rob. Get me the ninja.
The ninja right. It is.
Yeah, the ninja. You guys, yeah. No, don't get me anything. We'll take a break. We will come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. News you may not need, ladies and gentlemen. We got a good one today. That's coming up next.
Hi, this is Marcus.
Is Grandma there?
No, Napoleon. She's helped me get ready for Omericast. What do you need?
Can you just go get her for me?
I'm really busy right now, and you know I gotta get my show out every Monday.
Well, just tell her to come get me.
Why?
Because I don't feel good.
Well, have you talked to the school nurse?
No, she doesn't know anything.
What, too much cake and cookies?
Will you just come get me?
No, I've got clips to prepare for. I've got guests to line up.
Will you do me a favor then? Can you bring me my chapstick?
No, Napoleon.
But my lips hurt real bad.
Just borrow some from Katie Von Herman. I know she's got 5 sticks of them in her purse.
I'm not gonna use hers, you sicko. Ugh, idiot.
Subscribe to AmeriCast on iTunes, Stitcher, or download it at MichaelMarishow.com. All part of More Broadcasting.
We love you, Marcus Serta.
All right.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FanDuel. So far, it's been a tough year for fantasy football players. You got a lot of suspensions, a lot of injuries. Look at him. He has stormed back into the studio for his update on our fantasy team. You want to mention how many shekels we won this past weekend on FanDuel.com, Robba Ford?
Hold on a sec.
Sorry about that.
We won just under $15.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big, big money.
You know, it was almost better when the mic was off.
So that's
you're
good
in the
stuff.
Money. You're at least you're in,
it's
the,
in
money.
The money. It was the biggest week we've had yet.
Is there a Thursday night? Is there a Thursday night game, Rofo?
Yes, there is.
All right.
Okay. That's wonderful.
All right.
So do we have Rob, you're killing me. Rofo, who is our starting quarterback at FanDuel.com?
All right, for this upcoming week, our starting quarterback is Russell Wilson again.
Oh, okay, I like that.
Riding the hot hand. He has a good matchup against Dallas, so that should be pretty good.
Okay,
another good team.
I
do want to highlight one pick. This week, the Giants' starting running back is injured, and their backup in his limited time has been very good. The backup is Andre Williams.
Super productive.
Listeners, check him out. He is a bargain pick. Draft him. You won't be sorry. I promise.
Okay, so we're using the backup running back for the New York Giants?
Yes.
Oh, let me tell you how I think that's going to go.
Mike, Rofo may be on to something. He's a stud.
Okay.
I'll
be watching the game, so I hope I have to eat my words. We're talking about FanDuel.com. No season-long commitment, no upfront fees. Entry fees start at just $1, and the money is real. FanDuel, paying out more than $10 million. Just click the microphone in the upper right hand and use TMOS. The first 50 to use the code. Get their deposit matched up to $200. This offer ends soon. FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. That's FanDuel.com, and sign up today.
You know what's great about the $15, Mike? Think about how much money the listeners have won from you.
Exactly.
Someone's won that money.
That's right. It's
yes. The thing is, I've gotten a couple of people that have talked about that they were close, but I haven't gotten the real gloater, and I'm looking for the gloater.
Yeah, send it in. I know, guys write me all the time. They're like, look, I just won $250 off FanDuel. I just won $400 off FanDuel. And I'm, again, they're advertisers, but people don't have to, our listeners don't have to write us and tell us unless they really had done it.
Yeah,
so people
absolutely.
Are winning.
But be proud to gloat.
Be proud to gloat.
So we've got a new title for
yeah, for Rob Ford's hot pick of the week, Mike. What we're going to call it now is Rofo's Mofo of the Week.
Rofo, what is it again? Rofo's Mofo of the Week?
Yeah, but we got to be O. So it's Rofo's Mofo of the Week.
All right, I got to get to the news.
News.
Thank you.
Oh, I love that. I truly do. Rob, I think we should do another one so when I start and read my first story that it's not so hard to hear the news. You know what I mean? So it's a quick... I think what I'm asking for, darling, is a quicker fade.
Oh, you
that's
got
probably
it.
What
you
I need
it.
For
we
that,
that
particular thing. So the punk trio Green Day, the short-lived British band The Smiths, and Lean On Me singer Bill Withers, and Sting are among the first-time nominees for enshrinement into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Sting went in with the Police. I know
so this will be his second inclusion. I'm surprised Bill Withers, after all these years...
Boring.
Yeah, but boring, right?
Yeah, I mean, horrible. 6 of the 15 nominees for the class of 2015, announced Thursday, are on the ballot for the first time. More than 700 artists and other members of the music community will vote on the inductees, with the results announced in December. Let me see if there's anybody else. Oh, Stevie Ray Vaughan. okay. has been nominated. Please,
I think
please,
he's been
please.
Nominated in the past. I think Green Day will make it first ballot.
I hope so.
Because, you know, they mm-hmm. really they were a game changer. They're a great band.
Well, let me tell you, if it's the Smiths power. Against Stevie Ray Vaughan, please put my man Stevie Ray Vaughan in there. Mm-hmm. I really would like to see this. With its ninth nomination since 2003, Chic is once again hoping for some good times.
No!
Well, you know what, though?
It's not rock and roll!
But you
Come
know
on.
What? Nile Rodgers is, of Chic is such a great producer. It would be sort of like giving someone a posthumous Oscar, because okay. he really has offered a lot. I
don't Who's know the Paul Butterfield Chic? Blues band, Rob? Who's that?
An old school 1960s blues band. They never really charted anything, but a great album following, great live following, and
Today
very influential.
Is Treat Day.
No, that's the Brian Butterfield blues band. Mike, their music is incredible.
Lou Reed was nominated too for the third time. Other nominees: Joan Jettner Band, the Blackhearts, and you'll like this, Rob. Yeah. German electronic music pioneers, Kraftwerk.
Kraftwerk is Ooh, going wow. to absolutely go in, and so they will do fine as long as there's not a power outage.
Let me see a few others: the Marvelettes and LA Rap Collective, NWA.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, the Spinners too. The Spinners.
Oh,
were,
yay, Spinners! Love the Spinners.
And War. War was not. Oh, there's wow.
That's a pretty Why good they- class.
They buried the lead. Yeah. I swear to God, those are some of the better bands there. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Stephen Collins claims his estranged wife, Faye Grant, has been using that tape of him admitting to child molestation to extort him during their divorce proceedings. His attorney released a statement yesterday saying, quote, Faye has repeatedly threatened to give the audio tape to the media unless Stephen agreed to pay her millions of dollars, more than which she was legally entitled. Hey, Stephen, it doesn't matter if you're a child molester,
exactly.
okay? It doesn't matter at all. You are screwed. You're on tape admitting to that. You know, just weird. I mean, obviously, yeah, sometimes, man, I guess, is it the fame that just completely clouds you over
but
and allows you to be
misplaced
the ultimate
energy
to,
at this point yeah. that he could be bringing up legality when this is actually him and admitting to something so heinous?
$14 million? Right. Did you know he'd made that much money?
You know, if you're on television, even on a low level for as long as he's been on those
yeah.
shows,
wow.
syndication pays the bills. But there's a related story here that back in 2000, Jessica Biel did a sexy photo shoot for Gear magazine. It was pretty controversial because she was only 17 at the time and half naked. And one of the biggest critics of that photo shoot, of course, was Stephen Collins.
Really?
Oh, scumbag.
Oh, what
yeah.
a dick.
Protest
he was outraged. In fact, he said, quote, here's the quote. She's 17, a minor, and as such, Jessica's photo spread was child pornography. I don't want my kid to get the message that that's okay.
What
God,
a scumbag.
Incredible. Incredible. Wow. So we'll keep you posted on this guy. I don't know if he's left the house yet, but to bring up the fact that he's being extorted, it doesn't matter because
right.
he's in denial. It's done for him. I
yep.
mean, they've dropped him from he was supposed to be in the new Ted movie. And they dropped him from that as well. So we'll keep you posted.
Two
on
stations
that one.
Have stopped showing Seventh Heaven too. Mm. They've pulled it
yep.
based on that.
Clowns, Rob and Oscar.
Oh, I don't
yes.
like them. I hate clowns.
Nobody
clowns
loves
clowns?
Them. Some people hate them, and a surprising number of people are terrified by them.
That's right.
Creepy.
Entertainment Weekly has come up with a list of the 25 scariest pop culture clowns in order
Ooh.
For us to celebrate
oh,
Halloween.
No.
Please.
Now, I don't know all of these. If you guys do, please speak
okay,
up. I
right.
do not know. Twisty from, this is promoting Freak Show. I guess that, I've got that on tape. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay.
So, you know, God, don't lead with that one. I saw that before. I said Twisty's from the brand new American Horror Story that I'm going to be watching this afternoon.
Watched some of it last
Spoiler
night.
Spoiler alert.
Pretty creepy, sis. Yeah.
Did you watch the American Horror Story?
Watched about 25 minutes of it last night. It's enough to keep you interested. I
Only
promise.
25 minutes? You
it
didn't
was,
log
it,
in?
No, it was late. I knew I'd watch the rest of it today because it was a late night.
Pennywise from It. That's
right.
One
of
the all-time great ones. The Clown Doll from Poltergeist.
Yes, remember he attacked
Freaky.
The kid?
Mm-hmm.
The Joker from Batman. the insane clown posse.
ICP?
No, I don't
that's
think they're scary.
Boo.
Yeah, it's a weak sauce.
Oh, here's a good one. Captain Spaulding from House of 1,000 Corpses. Isn't he the Devil's Rejects guy, too?
I could see that. That's
Isn't
scary.
Isn't that Captain Spaulding? Zeebo the Clown from Are You Afraid of the Dark? Do you guys have
I never
any
saw
idea?
That.
That's like
I
a kid's show, isn't it?
When I was a kid, yes, it was a very popular show, and he was a pretty freaky clown.
Okay, the title characters from Killer Clowns from Outer Space, amazingly scary clowns.
Creepy
really,
clowns. I've seen
really,
them.
Really
and
creepy.
They were from outer space, and they killed people.
How about the robot clowns from Doctor Who? Do you guys know those?
I've seen the robot clowns. They're freaky, but not as... it's almost Doctor... It's Doctor Who, you know
exactly,
what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
All right, I guess this is for Pony, Oscar, and Rofo, because I don't know any of these. Even several video game clowns, including Kinky Pinky from Narc.
No, I haven't seen... Pinky. I haven't played the game, but I'm sure I've been to the website. Yeah.
Kinky Pinky.
Very nice.
A name that will be bestowed on someone associated with the Mike O'Mara show, too. Adam from Dead Rising. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That guy is freaky.
And Sweet Tooth from Twisted Metal. Yes. You know, tomorrow, because it's getting close to Halloween, we're going to have some more horror stuff for you. Horror movies, a list of our favorites, everybody. A Variety magazine reports that ABC is working on a TV show based on the 89 John Candy comedy, Uncle Buck.
Yes.
In the movie, John played a mess of a bachelor. Rob and I love this movie. Rob plays tape from it all the time.
Yes.
It's still early in development, so there's no word on any casting, but John can't return because he's dead, and Macaulay Culkin
true.
Can't be back because he's also old.
Now, do you remember the original show from 1990?
It was Kevin Meaney.
I know.
Wasn't good.
It was really bad. And, you know, he was actually very forthright about it when we had him. Oh, here's the theme, Mike.
I was so excited about it, too, because I loved Kevin Meaney and I loved the show. But Kevin Meaney said, what did he, I don't remember what he said about it.
He said, I believe what he said is that it was an ill-chosen project and he probably wasn't the right guy for it, but he did it for the money. And
all right,
who can blame him?
You know, I root for it because the premise is good. We'll see what happens. Last Monday, two high school football teams faced off near Jackson, Mississippi. The Cougars of Northwest Rankin Cougars and the Brandon Bulldogs. The coach of the Cougars tried putting in other players after their quarterback got injured, but they were terrible. So the coach of the Bulldogs, the other team that they were playing, got an idea to make it fair. He offered to use his backup quarterback for the second half and let their team use it. The other coach agreed, but joked with Mason that he better play hard for them, which he did. In the second half, Mason threw two touchdown passes and was about to get a third when time ran out. Now, they still got their ass kicked, but that, to me,
That's a very cool story.
It's sportsmanship abounding, and I like that. I think
And even seeing it on TV, if you get a chance to hit the YouTube, and you'll see it. It's fun to watch. He's in his other team's uniform.
Right.
He's still under center, and he's playing. He's throwing touchdown passes. It's a lot of
fun.
That's
great.
Class move on that coach, I think.
Sure if it was 7-7 that would have happened, but I hate to be a cynic. Here's a little something. A 50-year-old guy was stabbed in the face and neck at a Pathmark grocery store. Shouldn't be laughing at that. In Philadelphia on Tuesday, the police blocked off the area, but before they did, shoppers in the store simply walked through the blood so they could keep shopping.
Oh, my God.
Wow. What's the city again?
Philadelphia.
Really?
They even rolled their shopping carts through it. Yeah. And after they did block off the area, people actually asked the cops if they could grab stuff off the shelves and reach around the police tape.
Oh, my God.
That's when the cops finally evacuated the store. They said they weren't expecting people to just keep on shopping. The stabbing victim is in critical but stable condition. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why Philadelphia is the greatest city in the world. We will take a break. Come back with Rob and the Magic Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour, a little food, a little talk of our fathers and how we differ from them. All that and more coming up on this week's Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour right here.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
You bonus. Son of a bitch. My ass was in that studio. You would not be doing that.
Hey, you know what?
God, you would not be doing that.
You look to the thin man on my right. He's the one who's got the promo.
Okay, Pony. I got my eyes on you.
I played it. So I guess we're both going down.
Don't you dare hit me in the head. You know I'm not normal. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm smart. I don't burp.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow is the day I get my plantation shutters from Blinds.com, and it's time to get your home ready for the family and for friends with Blinds.com. They offer all the top names to make your windows look their best, and they offer free samples so there is no guesswork. A wonderful company to deal with, and their prices are tremendous. They're sure SureFit guarantee means that installation is always a snap, and if you don't want to measure or install, no problem, Blinds.com can do that too. Save right now during October. Upgrade your home with new blinds from Blinds.com. You can get 15 to 20% off select designer window treatments from top brands with a free cordless upgrade. Also, Norman brand products, including their child and pet safe designer shutters, are 20% off, plus free shipping on most orders. And remember, Blinds.com offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. Give your house a gift. Be like me. Use Blinds.com. And without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Thursday, October 9, 2014. Rob Spiewak.
I don't watch The Price is Right very much anymore because I miss Bob Barker, but I do feel it is my duty to spotlight someone who really knows how to play the game. Okay, they were bidding, Mike, on a hammock. Do you have a hammock in your Florida residence?
No, we do not have a hammock. Okay. I get weird in a hammock. Yeah, I get all like vertigo weird.
They feel weird. This guy is named Corey, and I think he might not know the actual retail price of a hammock. Follow this if you can.
Hey, how about a final prize to bid on, George?
Well, Drew, kick back and relax in a new hammock. Sit back and relax in this plush hammock.
And this is, they're bidding from Contestants Row. This
Who
is not
the
like a grand
hell is
prize.
Their announcer? I haven't watched The Price is Right since Drew Carey was on.
I have no idea.
Sonny, what do you bet?
$750.
Good luck. Mary Sue.
Hi, $1,200, please.
$1,200. Aaron.
$755.
Here's the best one.
And Corey.
$7,000.
Actual retail price, $880. Come on up here, Aaron.
I do love Drew Carey, maybe 7, the nicest guy in show business, says $7,000.
$7,000, yeah. Well, yeah, maybe the nicest guy in show business, and why I don't watch The Price is Right. You know, you watch Steve Harvey on Family Feud. And he is so funny when he gets these. I mean, that's why Steve Harvey's. I wish Drew Carey had a little bit more
an edge,
less phoning it in when he's doing the price. But it is a game show, so
and you're doing
really
like five
matter.
In a row.
Oh,
the way that they record it,
they missed out. They should have gotten that guy Dave Price from the CBS Morning Show. He was the best choice to host that.
He
show.
Would have been a wonderful host of that show, that's
and you wouldn't bad. Have to change the stationery because the price would be right.
The prize,
Oscar, theme song to a show that I know you're going to watch. I didn't think this show would have a song that sounded like this. It's Better Call Saul.
Drink one, drink two, drink three Long Island iced teas. But your buddy's worse off when he throws you his car keys. Blue lights are blinking 4 o'clock in the morning. State Trooper makes you wish that you'd never been born. Better Call Saul.
Could you imagine anything more different than the theme to Breaking Bad?
Yeah, and he's a DUI lawyer, apparently.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Can't wait.
Better Call Saul.
Start a blanking, those handcuffs click. You know who to call, and you better call quick.
I can't wait.
You better call Saul.
Yeah, I am going to say the odds are against it, but we'll see.
I don't think so. I think it's
going to be a hit?
I think it's going to be killer. I really
okay,
do.
Very good.
And that is a singer by the name of Junior Brown. Now, Mike, do you remember this voice?
Hey, I'm going to make you work for your dollar. Say something with that great radio voice.
When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic
98.9. Yeah, the Kraft mac and cheese guy.
Yeah, it's Ted Williams from 2011. How do you think he's doing now?
Financially, I'm a little under the weather, I have to tell you. A lot of things that I signed early on in 2011 probably shouldn't have signed. A lot of people that were involved in my life then shouldn't have been. You know, hindsight, they shouldn't have been. I wasn't focused. I trusted too much in man.
What makes me mad about that is that
you lucky son of a bitch.
What makes me mad about that is he says that the reason that he's in bad way right now is that he trusted. No, you acted stupidly, and that's the problem. But he is still clean.
Didn't he also relapse a lot? He's back on drugs a lot.
He's clean now. He's clean now.
Supposedly.
And I think he still occasionally does a job at his radio station, but he needs a ride from his general manager because he lost his car.
Okay.
And that's unfortunate.
You know, it's frustrating when a guy was picked up out of nothing and then he's blaming people for what he signed. I mean,
exactly.
You know,
he signed it.
Hello, you got a second chance.
Yeah,
you got a second chance. I've seen him. This guy was spotlighted on Dr. Phil, and he's BS'd his way through that. And unfortunately, you know, he's got to look in the mirror if he's going to fix his problems.
Well, Mike, I think we all know what the problem is. He's a disc jockey.
Yay.
A disc jockey. And we close with, did you know that Willie Nelson sold a very valuable artifact?
For $37,000, a guy purchased from Willie Nelson his braids. Willie removed them. The guy bought them $37,000. This is the kind of decision you make after spending the day on Willie's tour bus.
That's your audio vault, Mike. Hey, we made it. Have a great Thursday, hey. Everybody.
Not too bad at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, not bad.
I'm really happy with that. That's fantastic. Hey, it's Circus Circus, everybody. The Mike O'Mara Show Live, CAT 2014. Made possible by our friends at Encore Insurance. For a free life insurance quote, just call 866-347-5748 or visit smartterm.com Saturday, November 15th at 8 p.m. We will be at the Mandalay Ballroom at Circus Circus in Reno, Nevada. Call the box office. Do it today.
Do it now.
800-648-5010, boy. Tickets are now available. Special room rates available also. Just click the link at the Mike O'Mara Show website. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.